huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up, an awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and there's something I've been saying for more than a decade when it comes to being successful in business, beating your competitors, whether it's a lifestyle business or an empire business, to get results and income and impact and reach and revenue. I've been saying it for a decade. Now, I'm not here to say, oh, look at me, I was right. It's not about that. It's about the lesson that we get that we can carry forward when we're out of this lockdown. Now, I think that this lockdown and this virus has reminded us of a lot of things that maybe we already knew, but we weren't doing or we took for granted. Or it's given us the opportunity to learn some hardcore lessons that I think are very valuable. And what I wouldn't like to happen for people is that they take lessons from this lockdown quarantine situation, but then they don't implement it moving forward. And I've already done a couple of videos and podcasts on, you know, the lessons from the virus that you can carry forward beyond the virus. So I'll let you watch those on my Facebook page or listen on my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast. Now, I put a little post out, a couple of polls in two of my Facebook groups, just for a bit of fun. I said, if anyone can guess the point that I'm going to make on this video about what I believe is one of the most important lessons from the virus, one of the most important concepts about being an entrepreneur, about being a disruptive entrepreneur, I'll give you 50 quid if you can guess. And it looks like we've had about 60 guesses so far, and no one, not one single person has guessed the thing that I'm going to tell you. But actually, there's some really good lessons in this. So I'm going to read you a few first, and then I'm going to share with you mine. Because let's be honest, there's no one overall lesson from this lockdown and this virus better than any other lesson about business. Anything we can learn that can make us even better when we come out of this, or can even help us leverage this paradoxical opportunity, that's obviously great. So it's not like this one's best and the rest are the rest. But there was just one thing I felt this has really taught us, which I think is useful. So Nassim has said virtual video property tours. I think that's going to be huge, or you could make it huge after the virus. Online networking and online events, of course, huge, by Tarek. Liam has said more millionaires made in the recession. Be ready to diversify, create multiple streams of income. Totally agree with those. You don't get an opportunity like this very often. Complete digitalization of the economy. This definitely could force more digitalization. I've been having some debates with friends and business owners. Will the world be completely different after this? Or will it go back to normal? I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comments. Has the world completely changed now? Or will it, in the end, just go back to how it was? I'd be interested on your thoughts about that, by the way. Let's have a look. Cutting your own hair, of course, that's vital right now. Having a routine with this extra time, I think that's vital from Susan. Financial planning, of course. The right time to act now is, of course. Pete has said, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Very true, Pete. Should have given you 50 quid for putting my quote back up there. Relationships are the key to success. That's very, very important, isn't it? Let's be honest. Now has taught us that actually reconnecting with our friends, our family, our business partners and associates, our staff, our clients, and just showing that we're there and we care. I think that why would that have to end when this ends? Consistency, always important. Your reason why, always important. Self-mastery, always important. Digital events and training courses, of course, that's going to become huge. The importance of sex in a happy marriage. I should just stop right now. That should be the end. That is the apex, the apogee. That is the pinnacle. Yeah. Okay, what else have we got? Adapting your business with the use of technology. Yes. Diversify your wealth. Yes. Someone else quoted, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. It takes teamwork to make the dream work. Health before wealth. Multiple streams of income. Loving all of these. I've had loads, by the way. Saving for the next recession. Yes. Start building your war chest for the next 15 years. Getting yourself out there, and now getting yourself out there online. Vital. Building a war chest for the next recession. Yes. What else have we got? Now is the time to be online. Amen. There's three or four on building a war chest, relationships. My quote, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Self-mastery, there's a lot of those. Starting your podcast, perfect opportunity for that. The movement towards premium and paid content, multiple streams of income. These are all the things that my community have said and shared are important lessons from the quarantine lockdown that we can take through the next maybe, 60, 90, 120 days. And then when we're out back into the whatever normal is, I mean, someone's made a point here, a good point. What was normal? To talk about what the new normal is. Very good point. What was normal was not expecting a virus to completely lock us all down for 60 to 90 days. That was normal. Okay, so now I'm going to share with you then the thing I think is vital, and that is speed. Speed, speed, speed. It's the quick and the dead. So the quicker you pivot, the quicker you adapt your business model to these disruptive Darwinian times, the quicker you get your content or your material online, or you create your e-commerce business, or you find a way to interact with people or for people to buy from you or to connect to you online and not face to face, the quicker you get your costs reduced, the quicker you make important decisions, whether that's furloughing or having to lay people off or to scale back or to scale up and to increase your marketing spend or reallocate your marketing spend. We moved a lot of marketing.
For years, people have been asking me where I buy my watches. Many of you may know I'm a watch collector, I'm a watch investor, and those as an asset class have done me very well in the last 15 years. I have never shared where I source my watches from or my watch dealer until now. My watch dealer used to be a professional footballer for Manchester United, and he formed a watch brand called Broadwalk. And he sources the higher-end brands like Rolex, Audemars Piguet, Patek Philippe and Richard Mille. I trust him, I've used him for many years, and recently we've done a partnership. Hence, I'm inviting you, if you want to start investing in watches and protect your money from the banks and inflation, to check out Broadwalk. That's Broadwalk. And the website is broadwalkgroup.com. The email is sales@broadwalkgroup.com. And please don't share this, but his number is 07496 878153. Obviously, only message him if you're serious about buying and investing in the higher end watches. People have been asking me for years, and for the first time ever, you can get access to my watch team.
Spend from brand spend into direct response spend, from event registration spend into online event spend. And the quicker you create a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, it's the quick and the dead. And I've been saying for 10 years, you know, business is not just about careful planning, obviously important, you know, considered measured implementation, of course important, but it's how quick you do that. Now, I'm not saying rush, and I'm not saying, you know, make a lot of mistakes, because that there's slow, quick, quicker, quickest. And there is a speed at which you can get to, which is the optimum speed, which is the balance of starting now and getting perfect later, and good enough and prolific over perfect. And already we've launched two online programs, and we've been quarantined out now. We're on day 9 in the UK. We've already created two online programs. We did £250,000 worth of revenue in 2 days last week and £350,000 in revenue in the last 7 days. When I'm hearing that businesses are struggling, closing, and people aren't doing any sales, because we were quick, we were fast, and that was vital. Now, I've been saying this to my staff for 10 years, you need to be quicker, need to be quicker, need to be quicker, need to be quicker. Ah, but there's process, ah, but you've got to get it right, ah, but this needs to happen, ah, but I need to tell this person, this person, this person, we need this meeting, and we need to take time, and we're doing all these other things, and it's a distraction and a diversion and blah, blah, blah. And whilst I hear all that, now I think the world has been proven that you can do way more than you thought you could. You could act way quicker than you thought you could. You could decide quicker, build quicker, implement quicker, test quicker, and scale quicker. Way quicker. Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. Matthew's just asked what my industry is. So, you know, I run property training courses, business training courses, you know, social media and public speaking courses. So we're a training business, Matthew. Although I have a property portfolio and I do other things. I'm an author. I've got podcasts, etc. So I'm mostly when I talk about business, talk about my training company. And of course, our massive pivot has been from going to running 850 training days a year face to face. We cancelled 220-ish training days when, you know, the government stepped in and said, you know, no events. You know, and that for us is, that could be £4, £5, £6 million worth of revenue for physical events. Gone, done, over. So the quicker we pivot, the quicker we create online training programs, online mentoring, online masterminding, you know, premium on things like Patreon and Facebook supporters, etc. The quicker we do that, the more safe our company is going to be. We're not just going to survive through these times, but we're going to thrive through these times. And when everyone else is slower and dying, you know, it is the quick and the dead. Now, a few of my staff even said to me, hey, look, Rob, this is like progressive in the old days when everyone was excited and energetic and fast and entrepreneurial, and we were small and we were lean and we were agile. And we'd sit and have a meeting and create a plan for a program of some kind, a product to launch. And we get it launched that same day, or even if it was slow, that same week. And sometimes now it can take us months to launch something. And I've often said, and I thought this was being wise, by the way. I said, you know, yes, but not now, later. I've got enough to do. I don't want to be doing too many things. So I'll park that for 3 months and then another 3 months. And then 3 years down the line, there's three or four really good programs I wanted to launch. I could have launched, but I didn't launch. And, you know, there's a fine balance, isn't there, between overwhelm and productivity. And now I've proven to myself that, you know, I can work much quicker. I can be much more productive. And I do feel I was pretty quick and pretty productive before this virus. I don't think anyone would deny that who knows me. But I've proven I can be twice as quick and I can think much quicker. And I can use my intuition and, you know, just cut a lot of the wastage, a lot of the fat, a lot of the discussions, a lot of the distractions. Rajesh has said here, how do you suggest a dentist with his own practice thrives in the lockdown? Well, I know someone who's doing phone consultations. A friend of mine's a dentist, is doing phone consultations. Is there a way you can move into that market? Many of his clients are den plans, so they're still paying. So something to think about. Andy has said here, pivoting, how do you think this will change Progressive going forward? Well, let's say this is a 90-day lockdown. In those 90 days, I reckon we would have launched between 5 and 8 new online programs or masterminds or mentoring. So 5 to 8 new products, courses, services that are all online that can be global. And this year was our plan to go global. 2020 was the year of going global. We'd literally just about to press the button on an event in Dubai, just about to press the button on an event in Hong Kong, and then bang, all this stuff kicked off. So, it was definitely a challenging time. But if I create 5 to 8 online products out of this, then I have them forever, don't I? Once we're out of this, I have them, and I can launch them in different countries at different times. We can scale more globally. After this, I don't know. I'm on the fence about this. Part of me thinks, you know what? The world's never going to be the same again. And now so many people are all connected online and using social media. And, you know, everyone will get used to doing events online and live streams and networking, etc. online. That'll be the new normal. And then part of me thinks people will be dying for human connection. You know, we're locked away for 90 days. We're on day 9 and I'm already going completely cabin fever crazy. I apologize in advance for anything I say or do that's completely stupid. It's all thanks to cabin fever. And part of me thinks we're all going to want to go out, connect with people. Loads of people want to go to events, you know, and see people, touch people, other things with people. And I'm not sure. And, you know, you might have your own prediction. If you've got your own prediction, please put it in the comments. So when we come out of this, 80% now will be online, but maybe it'll be 50-50 and I'll have a hybrid model. But really it was 90% face-to-face and 10% online before this crazy quarantine lockdown situation. I want to shout out Andy Lampard. Thank you very much for the 525 stars. He said, loving this content. If you want to shout out for your business, your brand, your podcast, your website, your new offer, your product, your service, then hit me up with 500 stars. Wendy said she wants to touch people. Yes. Oh my life. I was actually having a chat with a friend of mine just for a laugh, and he's single and sort of trying to date, and I sort of live my life a bit vicariously through him because I'm obviously married, and we were just chatting about what dating is going to be like after this. And surely you're just going to be able to sit there and date one after about an hour of drink and chat and just say, hey, look, you never know when there's a virus again, you know. We all might be dead soon. Should we go and have sex? Surely, like, getting laid is going to be way easier after this quarantine when everyone's out there. And anyway, I was just, he was enjoying the chat about that. He's got that prospect. I obviously haven't. As Charlie says, the cabin fever is real. This is day 9. I've already apologized in advance, so I feel like I've disclaimed myself from anything. Flora said, how do you do the stars? There should be a button near this video which says buy stars or give Rob stars. You just buy some stars. I think there I get something like $1 per 100 stars. So, you know, they're not much money, but, you know, they're designed. I'm one of only 20 people in the world who have the star feature. And really what they're designed to support your creators, influencers, leaders, people who you follow in the various niches. And I actually don't ask for stars for support. I give you fair exchange. So you can shout out your business, your brand, your podcast, your website, whatever it is that you're doing. You can just give me 500 stars and get that done. So I've distracted everyone now. So Camilla, who always seems to be on these things, Camilla says FaceTime dates. Is that your new strategy, Camilla? FaceTime dating. Wendy wants my single friend's phone number. Oh, man. What are we going to be like on day 90? We're going to have no hands left. We're going to have eaten our hands. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun, interesting, crazy experiment. Okay, so to summarize then, it's about the quick and the dead right now. The thing I believe is the most important lesson that we can have in business. Of course, I shared many from our community at the start of this video, so you can watch the replay. But one of the most important is speed. It's the quick and the dead. The quicker you are to pivot, the quicker you are to make strong, decisive, tough decisions. The quicker you are to react, the quicker you are to not evolve anymore, but revolve. It's not evolution anymore. It's revolution. So think fast, act fast, decide fast, have a testing mentality. If you're having to make decisions quicker, then you know you're going to have to make some trade-off, and that might be the quality or the perfectionism. That might be the trade-off. So get products and services tested out there. You know, use the price elasticity model. Test things for free first. Get some feedback. Get some case studies. Then do a pre-launch price, and then up it progressively until you hit that ceiling of price versus value. But it really is about speed right now. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting 90 days or so. Some people are saying to me, Rob, where are you getting this 90 days from? We're only on lockdown for 21 days. Really? Yeah, well, look, I don't know how long we're going to be locked down for. No one knows, do we? But let's be honest, you've got to be prepared for it to be longer than you think it might be. Because if you don't have a plan, you know, it's like expect the best, but prepare for the worst. And for me, I'm just talking to people about two 90-day plans. What's your 90-day plan now for the next quarantined 90 days or so? Well, 81 days left. What's your plan? Have you written a 90-day plan? Have you got a plan for that? If you haven't, you should. And then after that, what's your 90-day accelerator plan when you come out of this? So it's accelerating immersion now and for the next 90 days, and then accelerating action in the 90 days when we're out of this, when we can view properties and, you know, when the retail businesses and people are allowed to go out again. But of course, many of you can use online and e-commerce and make a little bit of a pivot. And you can definitely still, not just survive, but thrive through these challenging times. So two more quick things. One is, if you want a shout out for your business, your brand, your podcast, it's going to cost you $5 to me for 500 stars, but you could reach 143,000 people who follow me on my page. So what are you waiting for? You know, opportunities, they're still coming to you. You need to take them. You know, you might get one client from that. That might be $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, and it's cost you $5. So I'm giving you a good opportunity here. So don't waste the opportunities that are coming to you. I'm going to make me rich, but might help you through this challenging time. And then the second thing is, if you found this content useful, please share it. I'm trying to create more positive energy, more proactive energy, more disruptive energy. There's a lower energy on the globe right now. There's critics and trolls and haters out in force. There's a lot of people resisting. There's a lot of people hiding away. There's a lot of people scared. I think some of the panic and fear is kind of normalizing a bit now, which is nice. But I want to put a more positive, proactive, productive message out there. I want you to create plans. I want you to you know, be responsible and be able to have some kind of control with your earning capacity and your startup and scale up business. So if there's anyone out there that this could help, people on you who follow you on social media, please share this video. We need to change the dialogue. This is not just, destruction and survival. This is actually new beginnings, new opportunities. This could be an amazing thing for you if you see the opportunity, create the opportunity, and you have the right mindset. So please share on as many social media platforms as you can that you're on. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, it's the quick and the dead. So stay safe, stay hungry, stay humble, and remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.